Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Friday morning. All Greater Sudbury streets should be clear by Friday morning after the latest dump of snow. All Greater Sudbury streets should be cleared of snow by Friday morning. The snow event was declared over at 10 a.m. Thursday, after between 12 and 15 centimeters of snow dropped overnight, according to a city spokesperson. City standards dictate all roads must be cleared within 24 hours of a snow event ending, which means streets should be clear by 10 a.m. Friday. Crews were out salting and sanding roads prior to the winter storm's arrival on Wednesday. The city initiated a full call out of contractors at 12:01 a.m. Thursday, as soon as 8 centimeters of snow had accumulated. A full call out includes more than 50 pieces of machinery operating throughout the municipality, which operate out of 5 depots spread throughout operating to the same standard. Read the full story here. Val Karen man wins $1 million lottery prize. Val Karen resident Daryl Glenn is $1 million richer after winning the November 16 Lotto 649's gold ball draw. The retiree told OLGC Prize Center staff in Toronto that he is a regular player of 649's and Lotto Max, but still couldn't believe his luck. When I gave my ticket to the clerk and the machine shut down, I was in a state of shock, he said in a news release. My wife didn't believe me. The great-grandfather plans on sharing his winnings with his family. Read the full story here. Flour Mill Silos Celebration and Lights Display Still Planned. At the latest update, a community celebration in the Flour Mill neighborhood was set to take place in 2022 to help mark the historic silo's 111th anniversary. With the calendar flipping over to 2023 this week and no celebration having taken place, those behind the proposed festivities clarified to Sudbury.com that something is still in the works. This includes not only festivities, but also a display that would project multicolored lights onto all four sides of the historic silos year-round. Organizers are now uncertain as to when the event will take place and the lights display will be installed. The plan, Flour Mill Community Action Network Chair Claude Charbonneau told Sudbury.com, is to have LED lights encircle the silos, and that they can be controlled remotely to change with the seasons and show support for worthy causes, such displaying the colors of the Ukrainian flag. Read the full story here. Adult cold and flu drugs becoming hard to find while shelves in Ontario pharmacies have been empty for several months for children's medication. It's now becoming increasingly difficult to find adult cold and flu medications. Dr. Jen Belcher with the Ontario Pharmacists Association, OPA, said there has been a low stock of specific brands on and off over the last 8 months, but now the shortage has escalated. What we are seeing with this is that it's very similar to the kids' medications. There is a very exceptionally high demand than typically what we would see in a year, Dr. Belcher explained. The drug shortages started being reported when a triple threat virus season, influenza, COVID-19 and RSV, hit fast and furious. A wave of kids began getting sick, with many of those cases leading to secondary bacterial infections such as strep throat and pneumonia, illnesses treated with antibiotics, which are also in low supply. Read the full story here. Give stand-up comedy a try at Sudbury Open Mic Series. If you've ever wanted to try stand-up comedy, the organizer of a new open mic comedy series encourages you to take part. Sudbury comedian Cole Leonard is hosting the once-a-month open mic night at Lounge 390 at the Quality Inn. Upcoming events are set for January 17, February 7 and March 21. Leonard said he's been into comedy for about a decade himself. He's always been a funny guy, but suffered from stage fright. I was always too scared to do it, he said. When somebody talked me into it, once I did it, I fell in love with it. Now, it's my biggest passion, really, and favorite thing to do. Leonard said there's comedy open mic nights at other Sudbury venues, but with the comedy scene locally being pretty small, he feels there's room for another. Part of my goal with this show, specifically, is to help facilitate the growth of the comedy scene, he said. Read the full story here. Prime. Meet Barbara Nolan, language keeper. Elder Barbara Nolan is an Ojibwe elder and Anishinaabemowin language immersion teacher who lives in Garden River First Nation, but the community on the river has not always been her home. When she talks about growing up in Dugunning, South Bay, in Wequamcong on Manitoulin Island, she is there, in her heart. I was raised by my grandparents, but I knew them as my parents until I was 15 years old, she said. Nolan explained that her family only spoke Ojibwe, a Manitoulin dialect of it, up until she was 5 years old. No one spoke any English at all. We didn't speak any English, we didn't hear any English. We didn't even have TV or radio to introduce us to any different language because we didn't have any electricity on that end of Wequamcong. Read the full story here. Cloudy with a chance of flurries for Friday. Expect a cloudy day with a 30% chance of flurries early in the morning. Winds will be at 15 kilometers per hour. Today's high is minus 5, with a minus 12 wind chill in the morning and a minus 7 wind chill in the afternoon. Tonight, the temperature will dip to minus 15 under cloudy skies with a 40% chance of flurries.